The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
Hey, Winter Haven, it's Anna here. For the next several weeks, you'll be hearing me doing the interviews instead of our lovely host, Bree, while she's out on maternity leave.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County: Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too, in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County. And the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida. That's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
Hello, hello. Today, we're joined by Ashley Tucker, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Blue Line Aviation, a flight school that recently opened at the Winter Haven Airport. We talk about Blue Line's unique training program, their experience doing business in Winter Haven, and much more. Stay tuned. Well, thank you for joining us on the podcast, Ashley.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy to have you, and I'm happy to have Goose as well.
Goose is a podcast pro.
So I love
it. Is already napping. He's already doing his job.
He's doing his job so well. It's like the Barbie movie. His job is just nap.
Yep.
Yep. Or just podcast.
I haven't seen that yet, but I've heard okay. Great things. And obviously the TikTok or the reel you guys made.
Oh, thank you.
I'm obsessed.
Thank you. Thank you.
The best.
That was Bree's brainchild and it was amazing. I had a blast.
That actually made me ask Bree, whose office are you guys in? Because I'm obsessed.
Oh, that was mine.
I know. She was like, basically Anna is Belle. And I was like, I need to come and live in that office.
I know. I need to put more novels in there. That would give more Belle vibes. Right now it's just a bunch of binders of minutes that I think only Bob Gertner finds fascinating.
I love it. I love it a lot.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It is my little cave is what I call it. But enough about my office. I'm so happy that you're here. You're new to the area.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up in Winter Haven.
Okay. So I am Ashley Tucker. I'm the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Blue Line Aviation. And we also own Low and Slow Smokehouse, which is going to be opening in the area very soon.
Woo!
Migrating down from North Carolina.
Yum.
So Blue Line is an accelerated flight school. And our headquarters is currently in Johnston County in North Carolina. So we just exploded in growth and needed to go ahead and move some of our planes, our students, and continue to grow down here. We just had already outgrown the building we built when we opened it in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So it was time to expand. So we actually met Alex, Bree's husband, at Sun and Fun 2021 when I met Brian from CFAA and all of that. And they told us about, you know, there's a need for flight schools like ours in the area. And there was one smaller flight school already at the airport. But, you know, they would be interested in the growth. And we came down for a series of meetings. And we, you know, we loved the Polk County very aviation forward energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to, you know, move forward and call Winter Haven home. So, and it's even smaller of a world because I actually have family that lives here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know I've told you that before, but it's really cool to have already been here before in a different, you know, visiting family and now being able to go to their house for dinner because they live right down
yeah.
the street. So I'm from Tallahassee. So I'm just happy to be back in Florida.
I was going to say, you're not from here. This is your first, you're new, sorry, words. You're new to Winter Haven, but you're yes. not new to Florida.
Right. Yes. yes. So I grew up in Tallahassee, went to college at Florida State. I got my degree in hospitality management, so I was always in hotels,
mm-hmm.
and moved to North Carolina to manage a hotel that was opening in Chapel Hill. So while I was there, I didn't have any friends or family there, and I've always wanted to become a pilot. And so I started looking up flight schools and then found Blue Line. So I started training with Blue Line to get my private pilot license in 2018, so before I even worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2019, you know, I had been in hospitality for so long and I was exhausted from working 24/7 and just, you know, I was at hotel operations. Again, hotels are 24/7.
So. Oh, for sure.
So they started growing and were hiring and I decided to jump ship and join in aviation. I mean, it's something I'm passionate about and I was currently in training.
Mm-hmm.
In 2019, I ended up getting my pilot license. So I was able to fly and work there. And my main job at that time was to bring new students on into our career pilot program, which is focused on, you know, getting all of the licenses and ratings you need to eventually become an airline pilot or a cargo pilot. And so from there, I just continued to grow. I ended up taking on like marketing roles and all of that. And then as we started acquiring other companies as well, it migrated into that as well too. So now it's cool because I met my husband there while he was in flight school. And then, you know, he worked in North Carolina for a while. And then when we decided to expand Winter Haven, I was the first person and we were the first people that bought a house here because I was ready to come back to Florida. So I'm so excited to be here. I just love this area and I'm from North Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really cool to now be living in Central Florida. You
mm-hmm.
know, I used to come down here all the time when I was a kid for, you know, Disney and volleyball tournaments and stuff. And so now being able to say I live here, it's awesome.
Ah, full circle.
Full circle.
I love it. So what about, because you said that you kind of met Alex at Sun and Funds. So you are familiar with Polk County anyways.
Yes.
So what about Winter Haven specifically attracted you guys to set up a second base here?
Yeah. The main thing was, so I actually met Brian first. Brian
okay.
from CFAA Winter Haven.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, explained to me about the high school that they have in Lakeland and how they were expanding it to Winter Haven. And at that time, they weren't even at the airport yet. They
mm-hmm.
were still at
yeah.
Winter Haven High School. So in 2022, they migrated over to, actually, it may have been 2023. Either way.
Yes, we actually celebrated their ribbon cutting earlier this year.
Yes, where I met you.
Yes.
So anyways, they started going there then. And that's really what started the interest. And really, then we met with Alex, and he actually took us around to every airport in Polk County. The thing that drew us to Polk County was, you know, like I said, it's so aviation
mm-hmm.
forward. It's just night and day how every single student and family and kid here is like enamored with
mm-hmm.
aviation. And it's just not that way in other states.
Yeah.
You know, it's like nothing I've seen before. You know, there's a scholarship, as you know, where
yeah.
you can get your private pilot license for free. And that's massive. Just being involved in a community that sees what we're doing and is actively pursuing the same thing that we are so we can walk the same path and have, you know, a mutual beneficial relationship is huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I mean, and then the fact that at the Winter Haven Airport, there wasn't really a school like ours. You know, we don't want to go somewhere and compete with someone. There's a flight school at Winter Haven Airport right now and they do, you know, like part-time type training and we don't do that. So now we can, you know, help each other. If they have somebody who's looking to do a full-time program,
mm-hmm.
we can do that. And if we have somebody who wants to do just their private license or something, they can do that there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, there is a plethora of things about the Winter Haven Regional Airport and this area, but it was really that. And then the welcome once we decided this is what we wanted to do was just second to none. From the chamber to Alex Vaca at the airport and Jana and everybody there, it's just amazing to see how they all realize what we can do and how we can help the economy mm-hmm. and all of that as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we're happy to have you, especially because you guys offer such, I think, like unique programming. Mm-hmm. You said it was an accelerated program. Can you kind of walk us through what that looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So our program is actually the most efficient in the entire nation. So from start to finish, if you, let's say today you decided you want to become an airline pilot later, you know, in like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you started the program with us, you would start with zero experience and you would be done in as little as 5.5 months.
Oh, wow.
And that's not just with your first license. That's 7 certificates and ratings.
Wow.
So the first one you get is your private pilot license, and then you get your instrument rating, and then you're going to move on to your commercial single engine license. And then we would do your commercial multi-engine, and then you would get all of your instructor ratings as well. So then you would be able to teach students how to fly the planes, single engine and multi-engine.
Wow.
So typically what our students do is they come to us either after high school or they're changing their career or, you know, whatever the case may be in their life. But they come to us and, you know, on any specific start date, start and within, you know, 5.5 months, they're finished. And then typically they instruct. So they go from being the student to being the teacher. So we really focus on safety and making sure that we are providing the best level of instruction so that the pilots that have gone through this program in 5.5 months are able to then become instructors and teach the new generation of, mm-hmm. of students. So typically they instruct for however long it takes to gain the hours that are required in order to go to the airlines or cargo or whatever their dream mm-hmm. may be. And then from there, they go to the airlines. So yeah. Typically from start to finish, from start zero experience to when they're at an airline or their next career is about 2 years. And that's really unique because, you know, at other colleges that are flight schools or other programs that may be a little longer, every single day that you're not making money is a day that's wasted.
Yeah.
So the point of our program is to be the most efficient so that your return on your investment is higher than any other flight school.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start making money, start building the hours and get to your dream career sooner.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kind of in comparison, what do you, I guess more traditional, like how long does it usually take if you take a more traditional route, I guess?
Yeah. There's so many different ways. Saying just traditional is kind of hard to nail down, but for example, if you went to like Embry-Riddle, mm-hmm. that's an aeronautical college, and you can go to college while you get your flight training, typically it's about 4 years. It's a four-year degree. So the benefit of a program like that is that there is a reduced minimum of hours that's required before you go to the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
However, you're still there for 4 years.
For 4 years.
So even though you may have less hours to get to after you finish going through our program, you're still to the airlines before the people that started at the same time as you at a collegiate, aviation program. Alternatively, there are other accelerated schools. Typically, we see like 7 to 9, you know, some are a year.
Okay.
So they're still accelerated, but we have just been able to lower our requirements with the FAA mm-hmm. because we've produced safe, competent pilots. And so with that, we've been able to reduce the amount of time it takes to get there as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Am I remembering correctly that you guys also do have a partnership with, I believe it's Purdue Online?
Yes,
in order
Purdue
to
Global.
Get, yes. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we partnered with Purdue in 2022 to offer our students that graduate or instruct with us to go online after they're finished with the program and get their degree. So something really, really like life-changing for everybody that's in the aviation community that happened in the past year is that all the airlines, all of the cargo companies, FedEx, UPS, they all dropped the degree requirement.
Mm-hmm.
From the past.
That's awesome.
Since the airline started, it was a requirement to have a degree.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, it was, and that was something that was tough for people, and that's why, you know, those like collegiate schools were you mm-hmm. know, higher in popularity. So that was dropped because of the pilot shortage, which I know we're going to talk about in a little bit, but they're trying to do things and realize that having a degree doesn't make you a better pilot because it's the training that makes you safer and more competent and, you know, a better pilot. So that's just amazing. But It still will set you apart on your resume if you have a degree.
Yeah.
So it's still highly encouraged. And so we partnered with Purdue Global so that they are our instructors or graduates can do the program online after they graduate our program, because our program is so efficient, but it's also very difficult.
Yeah.
So it's not the right program for everyone. And because of that, we don't want you to work. We don't want you to be in school. We need you to dedicate all of your time and everything yeah. you have into our program for 5.5 months. And then you can instruct and go through college if you want and go from there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. They get up to, I believe, 70 credit hours.
Okay.
For just graduating with us. And then as they move on in their career, as they become a first officer for an airline or whatever they decide to do, you get more credits. So you can lower the hours that you are required to finish at Purdue by continuing to grow in your career.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, I do want to pivot a little bit because you okay. have mentioned the pilot shortage
yeah.
a bit. And I know we've all seen, you know, everyone's gone on vacation recently.
Yep.
It's summertime. I know we've seen the horror stories of flights getting canceled. And a big part of that is because of the pilot shortage.
Yes.
So can you kind of talk us through that? How is Blue Line Aviation helping kind of meet that need?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that is one of our other big drivers of our program being so short, because that's how we're able to get people into the industry in terms of being hireable for the airlines to help fix that need. I mean,
yeah.
just point blank. The thing about the airline, the pilot shortage and for the airlines is everybody has seen it. It's been very stressful to fly mm-hmm. recently. And I think it's been stressful for the pilots too. You know, I mean, everybody knows when you're short staffed, it's
yeah.
not just hard on the passengers, it's hard on everybody who's
yeah.
working it. So we are very motivated to help solve that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can't do that by ourselves. It's not just us. It's all the flight schools in the
yeah.
whole country. So just like looking back though, you know, earlier, we always talk about the airline industry being kind of like a roller coaster. It's
mm-hmm.
very volatile. So right now we're just on this up because we have a huge shortage of pilots. And eventually it will come down again.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we need more pilots. So now is the best time to get into aviation, because once you get your hours and you get your dream career after you finish
mm-hmm.
your instructing and gaining the hours that are required, you will be in a high enough seniority where if that roller coaster does come down again, you're not going to be affected
yeah.
by it. But, you know, we look at COVID and the FAA has a mandatory retirement age
mm-hmm.
for pilots. And right now it's 65. Previously, when we went through this exact type of situation before, the FAA raised the retirement limit from 60 to 65 to help out so that those
okay.
people wouldn't have to retire. They're looking at doing that again, I believe, to 67. So it's a little bit higher.
Okay.
But once people get to that age, they have to retire and there's
yeah.
nothing they can do. So on top of that, when COVID happened, you know, nobody knew what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So all the airlines nobody was flying. They had tons of people to pay. And so what they did was they offered early retirement
okay.
to pilots that were close to that age. So, you know, then you look at having thousands of people
yeah.
retire early and, you know, getting paid out for that and everything. And then when everybody comes back and has, you know, been in their houses for 2 years, everybody wants to travel.
Oh, for sure.
And now you don't have enough pilots.
Yeah.
So all of those things added together have caused this shortage. And then also, you know, we are just in this time where post-COVID, everybody wants to travel everywhere because they missed out on so much for so long.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, you know, it's just never been a better time to get into the industry if somebody's interested in it, because there's like 100% job placement, essentially.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that the case? Because you mentioned also like cargo as well. Is that
mm-hmm.
the case for cargo
yeah.
piloting as well?
Yeah, there are different regulations for cargo. However, everybody's having shortages.
Okay.
The other thing about cargo is less of a roller coaster because
everyone needs things,
especially this day and age. You know, like I don't go to any store anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just thinking about that on the way here. Everything is delivered to my door.
Yeah.
So it's never going to, especially, you know, with Amazon and all these new companies coming up, that's never going to be a problem and have like a massive shortage or have, you know, a bunch of retirements or anything. So it's less, but they still need to hire people.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, I think another thing that people that aren't in the industry sometimes forget about is that it's not just like FedEx or UPS. They have you know, like
feeder
companies that do the small routes for them.
Mm-hmm.
And those jobs are hard to fill as well, you know? And so we have relationships with UPS and FedEx and also all the regional airlines that do the small, like the small
okay.
Routes mm-hmm. because that's who they hire first after you have your 1500 hours. So
okay.
We have relationships with them so we can help our instructors once they get to the hours that are required, move on to whatever their dream is.
So now I'm curious, when people go through their program, do they need to know like right off the gate, oh, I want to do this kind of piloting or this kind of piloting, or do they kind of figure it out as they go?
Yeah, sometimes people know, you know, a lot of them have somebody in their life that they have talked to and they know, I want to work for United. I want to work for Southwest. I want to be a UPS pilot one day. However, I think I've also seen a lot of people change that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we have relationships with regionals and feeders for those cargo companies, and we actually bring them in to talk to our students and our instructors.
Okay.
So I have seen people who think they're going to go this route to the airlines and then talk to the cargo companies and see that there's a direct pathway to get to FedEx in 3 years, and they decide that's exactly what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that so that people can see everything. You know, a lot of people think, you know, becoming a pilot is becoming an airline pilot.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, there's medical transportation. There's people that fly across pipelines that are in Texas. We have graduates that do that. I mean, all these jobs, you know, have to have pilots.
Yeah.
So it's not just the airlines, and there's charter companies and corporate jobs. And mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We try to connect with all of just a wide variety of companies because we know not everybody is going to want to go to the airlines.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, about how many people go through your program each year?
Yeah, about right now we're about 250.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's split between the two locations.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish that it could be more, but we, you know, we're limited on space. We're limited on airplane numbers. We actually just partnered with Piper Aircraft at Sun and Fun. We announced that we are starting a new partnership with them, and we ordered 114 Piper aircraft.
Wow.
But of course they don't come in a bulk delivery, so it's going to be small, you know, one at a time. So we're going to start building those up, and we'll have more space, and we're going to be building permanently at the airport, and we're really excited about that. We're going to make it bigger than we think we need because, you know, like I said, when we got the building finished in North Carolina, by the time we moved in, we had already outgrown it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to avoid that happening and make it bigger so we can hold as many students as we want. But right now we're just limited on that space until we continue to grow and find more space at, you know, permanent space.
Now, with the program being full-time and really kind of intensive in that respect, I imagine that a lot of people have to move to Winter Haven for that 5.5 months in order to be fully present in the program.
Right.
So where do they live?
Yeah. So right now, we are partnering with Rain Dance.
Okay.
Apartments in downtown Winter Haven.
Brand new ones. Yes, those are nice.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
And the people are amazing too. And so we have 5 apartments right there right now. In North Carolina, we have almost 30 apartments.
Wow.
So that just goes to show you how many students we have and what the scope will look like. But when we moved down here, we were really struggling to find corporate housing.
Yeah.
And there's really not that much. There's not that many apartment complexes.
Yeah.
So we were super lucky to get in contact with Jaquise from from Rain Dance, and she helped us get as many apartments as they had at the time.
That's awesome.
And then every time that something comes available, we snatch it up. we always tell our students they're super spoiled to be living there because it's like nicer than all of our houses. And
it is super nice.
There's like a dog spa there.
Yes.
And I'm like,
Park across from across the street from the apartments. Like, it's really nice.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
Like, it's
beautiful.
Amazing. So, yeah, a very big majority of our students do not live where they go to school. So I would say maybe like 1-2% live near here, or even in North Carolina, live near our location in Smithfield.
Mm-hmm.
But here, we currently have, I think, almost 30 students here, and I think 25 of them are in housing.
So okay, wow.
We've had to expand out of just Rain Dance as well because they don't have, they can only supply what they have, and they're busy as well, which is great for them. So we have started you know, renting some houses and such as well. But awesome. Rain Dance has been great for our students. They love the area and that it's downtown and that they can walk to everything.
Yes.
And like you said, the apartments are just stunning. Mm-hmm. So I want to live there.
Yes. We got to take a tour before they officially opened. And whoever did the interior decorating in the model apartments, A+ work.
Even in the lobby.
Yeah.
It's like
this is how I would decorate my own house. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. As a family-owned community bank, the strong business model developed by our founders has remained solid for over 100 years to work with customers who live and operate within our market. Our employees work closely with customers to get to know each one by name. We support local organizations that provide important programs and services for the betterment of our community. In addition, our team also gives back to local nonprofits by volunteering thousands of hours each year to a variety of organizations. If you're looking for a bank with people who treat you like family, consider you and your financial needs the number one priority, and most of all, provide you stability and commitment for the long haul, then I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com to learn more. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of our employees that just moved down here from North Carolina went there this morning actually to pick up keys for a new apartment that we just got. And she came back and was like, have you been there?
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I told you.
It's
amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing that it's right downtown too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And walkable to a lot of restaurants. And
yeah,
other
for
things.
Sure. For sure. And it'll be extra nice when the weather's nice because it is very hot right now.
Yes, it's extremely hot.
Yes.
Yeah, we make sure that everybody stays very hydrated at the airport because it's extremely hot.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
that tarmac.
They're not used to it coming from North Carolina. So.
Yes, you all can't see Goose, but Goose is wearing his little his shoes so he doesn't burn his paws. It is very cute.
Yes. So I don't know. Have you been to the airport to see our temporary facilities yet?
I don't think I've seen the temporary facilities yet. No.
Okay.
I've been to the airport.
Right,
though.
Right. Mm-hmm. You need to come out and see it.
Okay.
But the reason I ask is because he's usually okay on the tarmac where it's black and stuff. We just stick to the grass.
Mm-hmm.
But leading into all of our classrooms are metal like ramps.
Oh, interesting.
And the temperature is like over 200 degrees on those
wow.
ramps. So one day I was walking in with him and he didn't have his shoes on. And somebody stopped us, and I thought he was going to use the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. He was just hot.
I didn't realize what was going on, but his paws were too hot. So ever since then, I make him wear them because it's too hot for his paws.
I know.
Yeah.
I feel like we do need to talk a little bit more about Goose. He is a very wonderful, very calm Labradoodle, which is wild because my parents have a Labradoodle, and she is an absolute nut. She's insane. So I don't know how they're the same breed.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Like I was telling you guys before we started recording, we have Goose and Maverick, of course, mm-hmm. from Top Gun.
And Planes, yes.
They have the same exact parents, and Maverick is crazy.
Yeah.
He could never be here right now. He would be jumping off the walls. But yeah, Goose is just very calm. He's mm-hmm. only 3 years old, and he got certified as a therapy dog
mm-hmm.
last year. And so we actually go and volunteer at Spring Lake Rehab right down the street. And tonight we're going to volunteer at the Amazon warehouse in Lakeland.
Yeah.
So he also just brings a lot of calm energy to the students that are in the program as well. Because it is a very difficult program.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Before they take their check rides, which is their test, you know, to become a next level of a pilot or a pilot, they all want to pet him and they just love on him and he loves it. So
yeah.
And it helps them.
Yeah. And so what does volunteering look like with Goose?
Yeah, specifically at Spring Lake, where we go every other week because it's a routine.
Mm-hmm.
We just walk in and we know the certain residents that like dogs and want to see him.
Okay.
You know, a lot of them, it's a temporary place, but a lot of them have been there for a very long time.
Yeah.
And they're older. And so, you know, they don't really even get to see new people or faces,
mm-hmm.
especially a lot of them have animals.
Yeah.
So, and they can't have their animals there. So they love when he comes in.
Oh.
So we just walk around and go knock on every single room and see who wants to see him. And he gets pets and cuddles and that's pretty much all we do. They only see him for like 15 seconds, but it absolutely makes their day.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize until we started actually doing the visits how much it would mean to people
mm-hmm.
because we just don't deserve dogs. Yeah. We just don't. But, you know, specifically in those people that are there and there for so long, you know, they just do the same thing every day and they're stuck in this room with like no
for sure.
Like sunlight, you mm-hmm. know, and then this ray of sunshine comes in, and it's just really, really special to see how a dog can change someone's day around. So, yeah.
And he's the type of service dog that you absolutely can pet.
Yes, he's not a service dog. He is a therapy dog. So there's three different types of working dogs.
Okay.
The first one is a service dog. That's one that has it's a medical need.
Yeah.
So you can't pet them. They are allowed anywhere. You can't ask them to leave. You can't even ask them like what they're for legally from the ADA laws. And then there's an emotional support dog, which Goose really is.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dog that is just like good for, I feel like all dogs are emotional support dogs.
Yes.
Honestly.
And some, even the nutty ones.
Yes. I mean, they make people happy.
Exactly.
So those ones can't be charged for like housing, and a doctor has to say that it's required for a person. It has to be like written down, but they can't go into stores and stuff like that. And then therapy dogs don't have any special privileges. They have to be asked to come somewhere.
Okay.
Unless it's dog friendly, of course. But like, for example, Spring Lake is not a dog friendly facility, but because he's asked to come in and see the residents, he's allowed.
Okay.
Same thing with Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon's not a dog friendly facility.
No.
But if they ask for them to come in, then he's allowed. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So he doesn't have, I think his vest confuses people sometimes.
Yes.
Because that's why I have those signs that say, please pet me. Because, and I always like to tell people, you can pet him. That's what he's here for. We're just trying to spread smiles. So, yeah.
I know. The first time I met him, I was very confused. I was like, this is a really cute dog. I just want to pet it. But I can't. But I could.
Yes.
So.
I know. I think I need to change his vest to maybe, that's a very service dog type vest he wears.
And maybe he used to be like bright orange or yellow or
like
something.
Or like smiley faces all over
it. Yes. I think we can get this arranged for sure. Well, I do want to kind of go back to Blue Line. So you have about 250 students. How often does the program run?
Yeah. So just to be clear though, we don't have 250 students currently.
Okay.
That's about how many we put through in a year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Right
awesome.
Now I would say we probably have about 160.
Okay, cool.
Just between the two. The program, what was your question again?
So how often does it like run each year?
Okay.
Is it just like once a year? Is it multiple times? Like how do people onboard and get integrated in the program?
Right. So we have two start dates per month.
Okay.
So we had a start date today. So we had a whole new group of like, I think it was 19 students started today.
Wow.
We only had three in our Florida location because it's smaller, but the rest were in North Carolina. And then in 2 weeks, we'll have another start date.
Okay.
And we'll have a new group. So it's continuously running, and those people will be here for five and a half, 6 months, and then they'll move on after that.
Awesome. So, it's just a continuous kind of circle. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do any of the students that like kind of go through your program, do they stay on with you guys as instructors? How many per year kind of stay on in that capacity?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
Okay.
So, I mean, some people like we talked about earlier are from different places. I mean, we have people even from Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Those people want to go home.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's
it's
pretty far.
Right.
But, and so they go home and they get an instructor job or doing a job that they're able to do now.
Mm-hmm.
But a majority of our students do stay on with us. And
awesome.
That's why that's another reason why it's so important for us to have these relationships with airlines and cargo partners and corporate partners, because we truly want our instructors to move on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we don't like you, but the point of our program is for you to get your hours and to move on so that we can bring in more instructors.
Yeah.
At some point, if nobody leaves, we're not going to be able to hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
So we truly have those people come in with the idea of, hey, once you get to your hours, what's your goal? What can we help you? How can we help you get there? And there are a few people who decide they want to stay on. Like my husband, he decided the airlines weren't for him, and he's going to essentially be a career instructor, and he loves it.
Yeah.
But for most people, that's not why they went through the whole program. So those people get hired at one of the locations. Typically, they move in with their roommates that they've had, which is really unique too.
Cute.
I know that helps with like finances as well, because it's still a starter job, so it helps a lot that we're able to partner them up, and then they can share the expenses of a house or an apartment or anything. A lot of them are actually upset because we take all the apartments that are available, so they don't have anywhere to live in rain
right,
dance.
Right.
But they're finding plenty of places. So yeah, we hire, I would say, about 60%.
Okay.
And that's not because we don't want to hire the other 40. It's just because some of those people want to go back home. They have families and stuff. And we do have a lot of people who have families and kids, and they come and they stay away for 5.5 months just to get it done and go back and live back at home.
Yeah.
So,
no, that totally makes sense. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Now, what kind of, how does Blue Line's presence in Winter Haven positively impact our community?
Yeah. I'm really glad that you asked that, because I just got confirmation today about something that I'll tell you. This will be breaking news on the Happening in the Haven podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
So we are very big about our community, and that kind of goes back to what we were talking about before we started, you know, recording and just how grateful we are to be in this community and this encouraging, positive, aviation-forward community.
Mm-hmm.
And so number one, obvious economic development. We're gonna bring jobs to the area. They've had to create more jobs for the like linemen. And before we even got there, our airplanes take a different type of fuel than other general aviation aircraft. Anyways, besides the fuel and the jobs and us, you know, having those instructors that go through the program and then move here and, you know, generate revenue that way as well, you know, we also really want to be a part of that aviation forward community that's here.
Yeah.
And I think that really starts with the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that's already here and everybody already knows about what a great opportunity becoming a pilot or being in the aviation industry is huge. So in North Carolina, we did a scholarship called the Fly Right Scholarship. And it was a $100,000 scholarship for a graduate of this year, or that graduated in 2023, to go through our program essentially for free.
Wow.
Then there was 10 winners. That was the first place. And then after that, there was some large discounts if you decided you still wanted to go through the program. Mm-hmm. So we did that, and it was great. So we are going to be announcing the winner of that hopefully this week for the North Carolina location. But we're going to do it for Polk County students next year.
So yes!
A $100,000 scholarship. And then again, so it'll be 10 winners. One person will win the $100,000 scholarship.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And we don't just pick them, you know, based on, there was a bunch of things. So we required we got their transcripts. So we looked at their, you know, GPA. We got recommendation letters from teachers. We had Boy Scout leaders, you know, flight instructors, if you've already done some training. And then we also asked about their work in the community, because it's also important to us that we are motivating people who are interested in also assisting the community.
Yeah.
So those type of things as well. But we're super excited, because I know in this community that is going to be like a massive.
Yeah, a for sure. Thing. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, we want to work with the CFAA and get more involved with them and providing opportunities for them to come over to our school. A lot of them want to go to aviation colleges.
Yeah.
And that's great, because not like I've already said, our flight school is not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that want to go to a college and go through the full 4-year experience, we still want to show them things like we're going to have our main maintenance technician take the cowling off of an airplane and go through the systems of an airplane. And
awesome.
Just really have them fly the simulators and just really have them get involved and see what it's like to go through flight training.
Yeah.
The other thing is that flight training is very difficult. So I think we want to bring as many people to it so that they can see if it's something that they're really interested in, you know, and get them up in the air and offer things like that. So yeah, we're just excited to bring a bunch of things
to the
community. Yeah.
Well, you guys heard it here first. I'm so excited.
Breaking news.
Breaking
2024
news.
Graduates, Polk County graduates. So not just Winter Haven, the whole entire county, which is
that's
large.
Awesome. Yeah. It is large. Yeah. We are very large and in charge.
Yes. And I love it. So yeah, we're super excited about that. So people could just graduate from, you know, even like one of the high schools that are in aviation high school or not. And if they think that's something that they're interested in. So yeah, there will be more details on that later in the year, obviously. But yeah, we're super excited.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
That is awesome. Now, you've been through the Blue Line Aviation Program, correct?
So I have my private pilot license.
Okay.
So I only fly for fun.
Okay.
Yep. So my husband went through the career pilot the career pilot program. And I just wanted to get my private and fly for fun. So I never wanted to do it as a career.
Okay.
And then I was just lucky enough to find my passion in helping other people, you know, find it as their career.
Well, still getting your private license.
Right.
What is that experience like? Like, do you start in the simulator? When do you go up in the air? Like, how does all of that work?
Yeah. So when you first start flying, you're not in the simulator as much as you would think. Because specifically when you're doing your private license, the first license, it's very important to learn the feel of the airplane.
Okay.
So because of that, you're going to be in the plane from day one. So
wow.
In our program, you're going to have multiple lessons per day. So maybe that will be two flight lessons. Maybe it'll be a flight lesson and a ground lesson.
Okay.
But either way, you're going to have multiple lessons 5 to 6 days per week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we're able to get you done in such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But you will be in the air on day one. And
even
with
you don't have any experience?
Yep. I mean, there will obviously be an instructor with
well,
you.
Well, yes.
But they're going to be giving you the reins. They're going to let you fly the plane. And yeah, it's important because, you know, that's how you start riding a bike. You don't just watch somebody do it and then take over. You have to really start to do it yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That is so
one in
intriguing.
The air. If there's bad weather or something like that, we may switch to a simulator lesson and focus on some other like specific things in terms of like avionics. But most of the time for the private license, you're going to be in the air or doing ground knowledge. Something that's not widely known, I think, is that becoming a pilot is very ground focused as well.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you're driving your car and you notice an engine light on, you can pull over and call like AAA.
Yeah.
You can't do that in the air.
Yeah.
If something comes on, you have to know your manual for the plane, like the back of your hand, and know what each thing means.
Okay.
So there's a lot of ground studying. It's not just flying.
Okay.
You can fly the plane really great, but if you don't know the systems of the airplane and what to do in case of something popping up that's
normal,
different
yeah.
from normal, you have to know how to handle it. So
interesting.
It's really important that we focus on the ground knowledge as well, which is why we integrate ground lessons into the training.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you kind of have like a whole holistic of kind
exactly.
of approach to flying.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, what has been your favorite thing about Winter Haven so far?
My favorite thing, I really do think, has been the people. It's like, you know, from meeting you guys at, you know, the first, you, mm-hmm. even, I mean, it's from meeting Alex.
Yeah.
You know, at Sun and Fun, and then Brian at Sun and Fun, and then just the overwhelming welcome from everybody is probably our favorite thing. It's just so nice to have people who understand our goal,
mm-hmm.
that we're focused on, you know, being a part of the community and growing the next generation of expert pilots, essentially, and that we get to do it right here in Polk County is really amazing, and we feel really lucky. So That's probably been my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys don't just do aviation.
Right.
How does the low and slow smokehouse kind of fit into this?
Yeah. That's a great question. So in our North Carolina location, we built that building from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 50,000 square foot building. And on the third floor is a rooftop restaurant.
Okay.
So we created Low and Slow Smokehouse. So it's a barbecue restaurant with Texas style barbecue. And my office was right under the pit.
Oh my gosh.
It was terrible.
Did it smell so good?
I mean, it was terrible in the best way.
Yeah.
Because it smelled so good all the time.
Just hungry all the time?
I mean, they start smoking that meat at 3 a.m.
Oh my
gosh. So
you
come in and it's already smelling like brisket.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, at 10:30, I'm eating lunch every day at Low and Slow. And I've been losing a lot of weight since I live here because we don't have Low and Slow here yet. So we just announced that Low and Slow is going to be opening in a location in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
So it is where a restaurant that used to be called Mojo's is.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working on the final details on taking that over, but we're hoping within like 5 to 6 weeks we'll be open and
that's
able
awesome.
To bring some of that wonderful brisket and barbecue down to Polk County.
Yes.
So yeah.
I'm excited. It
I'm
sounds
excited
amazing.
Too.
And for anyone who knows anything about Lakeland and where things are, it's not Mojo's downtown. We just had this
yes.
discussion because I was very confused. It is the bright green Mojo I can't remember what street it is, but it's in the Lake Parker area, kind of when you go on your way here from
yeah,
like Auburndale area.
It's not too far from
it's
the airport.
It's not. It's
so
not.
That's nice because I can just go there for lunch.
Exactly. Kind of get away.
Exactly.
But
yeah, I'm really excited to have it back. Our pit master, Daniel, is just amazing at what he does, and he is actually from Texas.
Oh, nice.
So he is...
It's authentic.
It's authentic, and he's so passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that you have to have when it opens is the brisket grilled cheese, because it's the best thing I've ever put in my mouth. It's like Texas toast, and he melts cheese on the bun or on the toast, and then puts chopped brisket, melted nacho cheese in it, like... I mean, you need to go home and sleep,
yeah.
so don't eat it during the day because you will fall asleep at your desk, but it is so good.
I just ate lunch and I am already hungry for dinner.
It's amazing.
Dang. Okay. Yes. That will be my first stop when it opens.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be telling you when it opens.
Yes. Can you please?
Yeah, I will.
We'll go for lunch.
Because we're all going to go.
Yes, we are. Well, that is super exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. And we're really excited because that's not it for Low and Slow. We have the dream of opening in Winter Haven as well because Winter Haven is our home.
Yeah.
And Winter Haven is, you know, been so welcoming to us. This is just the first. It's been really hard to find a restaurant that would work for us because our pits for the barbecue have to be so massive.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very hopeful in the near future we'll be able to open one in Winter Haven as well.
Yes.
But, you know, for right now, at least we're in Polk County.
Exactly. But and it's not too far, I promise.
Yes.
I promise.
I'm speaking into existence, though. Yes. We will be in Winter Haven.
We're manifesting.
Yes.
Now, just another question for you,
okay.
Just kind of personally so that, because you're going to be, you know, you've already moved here. You're going to be very ingrained in our community. So I want to make sure people know about you personally as well, besides the fact that you have a very cute dog named Goose. You are an avid reader.
Yes,
I love to
read.
We discovered this.
Yes.
So what kind of things do you like to read? What are you reading right now?
So my goal for the year was 30 books because last year I only read 27.
Okay.
So I wanted to increase it.
It's my goal for this year as well.
Goose is messing up our cords.
It's okay. He's fine.
Typical. So 30 was my goal and I just hit 8 last night.
Congratulations.
Thanks. My husband was like, you need to increase your goal. I was like, that's not how it works.
No.
I'm going to keep reading, but I met the goal.
I met the goal.
Next year I'll increase it.
Yes.
But I need to like feel good that I met the goal. So
man,
I'm
only at 18.
That's okay. I think that moving here and living here by myself for so long is what helped me.
Yeah.
Because my husband stayed in North Carolina for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But so I am big on thrillers.
Okay.
Like psychological thrillers where you do not see a twist coming.
Yeah.
And so right now I'm reading a book by Freida McFadden. She's my favorite author. I think
okay.
She's the one I told you about.
I think you did.
She wrote that book called The Housemaid that mm-hmm. went viral.
Yes. Okay.
I'm reading one by her right now called The Inmate.
Okay.
It's very good. So yeah, thrillers are my top favorite thing to read. I did dabble recently after we went to coffee.
Okay.
In like rom-com, like Colleen Hoover.
Yes.
It's just not my cup of tea for the most of my books, but the thrillers are my thing.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think you actually told me to read the Court of Thorns and Roses books, and I'm on the second book.
Okay.
Yes.
I have them if you want to use them.
Okay. I might.
I do not want to read it. fantasy and stuff is not my thing, and
yes.
I bought them all, so if you want them, I will bring them to
I
you.
I might take you up on that offer. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much for being here.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you want to share about Blue Line Aviation or anything that's coming up?
Not that I can think of. Thank you for having me on your podcast, and I can't wait to have you on our podcast.
Yes, because you do have a podcast as well.
Yes.
We've
been trying to figure out how to navigate that because most of our producer and the other co-host is in North Carolina.
Okay.
So we're going to have to do it remotely. But yeah, I would love to have you on.
Well, please let us know anytime. We'd love to be on there as well.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast. And Goose has had so much fun too.
He's been sleeping the entire time.
Yes, until just now.
No, well, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to have you in our community and Blue Line. And I'm just excited for all the cool things that y'all are bringing here.
Me too.
I can't wait.
Awesome. See you at our groundbreaking event on August 30th.
Yes. 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 We absolutely will. Sorry. I can't believe it's August.
I know.
I'm like
really
still in April.
That's why I almost said April.
So you said August and I was like,
wrong day, Ashley.
It is August. Yes. Well, we are so excited for it. And I also can't wait to see like what the building looks like when you guys finally.
I know. I can't wait.
Complete the permanent structure. So there's so many exciting things coming to the Winter Haven Airport. And we're grateful that you're a part of it for sure.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 7 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Paul Williams. I'm a physician with Advent Health. I treat patients with a variety of breast disorders and offer screening services for those without breast problems. At Advent Health Medical Group Mammography at Davenport, patient care is our top priority. That's why our office now offers a new mammography experience using 3D Genius Mammography Exam and the Brevera Breast Biopsy System. They offer earlier detection and a faster, less invasive process to complete mammograms and breast biopsies. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please call 863-421-7276.
Thank you again to Ashley Tucker and Goose for joining us on today's episode.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.